We begin 10 lines up from the bottom on Nun Aleph Omid Beis. The Mishnah stated earlier that any idols from an idolater, Avodas Kachavim Shel Ovid Kachavim, they're usher miyad, right away. We'll see exactly what right away means, but it sounds like once they build it, it's prohibited, even before it's worshipped. But when a Jew does it, when a Jew makes an idol, it only becomes prohibited once it is served. So the Gemara begins with the assumption that there's a machlokas here, and we'll see shortly that that is correct. Masnisin money. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Who is the Tana that maintains that if it belongs to, if it's made by an Oved Kochavim, it's Aser right away, but if it's made by a Jew, it's only Aser Ashete Aved? Says the Gemara, Masnisin money Rabbi Akiva hi. It must be Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva maintains that when a Jew makes an Avodah Zarah, it only becomes Aser once it's served. How do we know this? So the Braisa is now going to focus on the other opinion, which is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, and that's going to take up most of our time. The Tanya, you learn in a Braisa, Abeita Abdunes Kol HaMakomos Asher Avdu Sham HaGoyim. It says that we shall surely destroy all the places that the non-Jews worship. What is that referring to? Says the Gemara. Bekelim shenishtam shubhem lavodas kachavim akasum edaber. The pasuk is talking about vessels which are used to serve the idols. In other words, tikrovas avodah zarah, things that are used to serve the idol. Even though the pasuk says destroy the places that the goyim, that the non-Jews worship, that must be referring to vessels that they use to worship the idols, not the places. And the Gemara is going to focus on that a little bit later. But in the meantime, the Gemara asks, Yachal asa velo gamrum, gamrum velo heviyum, heviyum velo nishtam shubahen. I might have thought that once it's made without being completed, like they didn't put on the last finishing touches, or gamrum, they finish it completely, velo heviyum, they didn't bring it to the place where they serve, or they brought it to the place where they serve, but they haven't served it, actually used it to serve. Yachal ye asurim, I might have thought that it would still be asur at that point. Tamalomar, Asher Avdu Sham Hagoyim She'ein Asurin Acheya Avodu. That teaches you otherwise, that it's only prohibited once it is worshipped. So that is Mikan Amru. From here we see, says the Braisa, quoting Rabbi Yishmael, Avodas Kachavim Shal Ovid Kachavim Eina Asura Achete Aved V'Shal Yisrael Asurim Yad Divir Rabbi Yishmael. Says Rabbi Yishmael, based on this, my or extrapolation, interpretation of the pasuk, it tells you that what? That when a non-Jew makes avodah zarah, it's not usher right away. In fact, it's only usher once it's served. But when a Yisrael makes an avodah zarah, makes an idol, it's usher right away. Now, obviously, we've just seen that when a non-Jew makes an avodah zarah, it becomes usher only once it's worshipped. We haven't seen the, how do you know that when a Jew makes it, it's usher right away? The Gemara is going to, on the Amud Aleph, is going to ask that question. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chilav HaDvarim, Avodas Kachavim Shal Ovid Kachavim Asur Miyad V'Shal Yisrael Achati Avid. But Rabbi Akiva argues and says, no, when a non-Jew makes Avodah Zarah, it's usher immediately. When a Jew does it, it's usher until it's worshipped. And therefore, you see, that's the same Rabbi Akiva quoted here. It must be the author in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara focuses on Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, and then afterwards they'll focus more on Rabbi Akiva. Amar Mar, Bekelim Shenishtam Shubhem Lavodas Kachavim Akasum Medaber. Rabbi Yishmael said that the pasuk Abeita Abdunas Kolam Komos is referring to vessels which are used to worship the Avodah Zarah. But says the Gemara, Hamakomos Ksi, but it says destroy the places. It doesn't say destroy the vessels. So the Gemara says, and we've used this mechanism before, Im einu inyan l'makomos, de lo mitzri, de chsib elohim al ha'arim, elohim elohim, t'neu inyan l'kelim. Which is one of these mechanisms which as follows. It's not logical to say that the pasuk is talking about destroying the places, because we've already established, based on the pasuk of elohim al ha'arim, elohim al elohim, that we don't destroy the mountains, don't become avodah zarah. It's only what's on top of the mountains that become avodah zarah. So therefore, it's not logical, not reasonable to say that the mountain, the place, becomes usher. So it must be referring to what? the vessels that are on top or that are used to serve the Avodah Zarah. Mikan Amru, from here we say, Avodas Kachavim, Shalabir Kachavim, Eina Asura Ela Acha Teyavid. From here you see that idols made by idolaters are only prohibited when they're worshipped. Vishal Yisrael Miyad, but when a Jew makes it, it's done right away. But of course, that doesn't really resolve the question. As I alluded to just a moment ago, we've just established that vessels are problematic. But we didn't talk about the gods themselves, and here we're trying to figure out about the idol itself, not the vessel. So the Gemara asks, we were talking about vessels, we weren't talking about gods, so how can you prove from here that when an idolater worships or fashions an idol, the idol becomes prohibited only once it's worshipped? So says the explanation for Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra, Asher Atem Yorshim Osam Es Eloheim. So that same pasuk that says, Abed Te Abdunas Kolam Mekomos Asher Avdu Shem Agoyim, destroy the places, and then it says, Asher Atem Yorshim Osam Es Eloheim. So it mentions Eloheim, and the earlier pasuk, what says Mekomos, the earlier part of the pasuk is referring to Kalim. So what's the Hekeshir? What's the connection between the two parts of the pasuk? Makish Eloheim L'Kalim, we connect gods to vessels, ma kelim acha ya avodu, just like kelim only become prohibited once they're worshipped, afelo heyamami acha ya avodu. So too, just like vessels are only become prohibited once they're used in worship, so too the idols become prohibited once they are worshipped. That is Rabbi Yishmael's approach. That's how we know that when an idolater makes an idol, it's usher only once it's worshipped. For Rabbi Akiva de Lomakish, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't make this hekesh. So what would he do with this pasuk? Or Amr, what's he going to say? Amr lecha es hifzake inyan. It says to split up the two parts of the pasuk. It has the word es, which is unnecessary. It says abei tavdunas kol amakamos asher avdusham agoyim asher atem yorshim osam es Eloheim. It doesn't need to say es Eloheim. Asher atem yorshim osam Eloheim. Why does it say es? The es breaks up the hekesh, and therefore you can learn the hekesh. That of course is not Rabbi Akiva's source for everything. His source is found later on, which we'll get to, but in the meantime, he's just simply saying that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with this hekesh. He says this hekesh is infeasible because there's an S that breaks up the pasuk, but Rabbi Yishmael doesn't bother him that there's an S in the middle. Okay, but there's still one more question to resolve. We've finally gotten to the point where we now understand why it is that when an idolater makes an idol, it's usher only once it's served. But we don't have a source for when a Jew makes an idol that is usher right away. So now the Gemara is going to ask that question. How do you know that when a Jew makes it, it's usher right away? Svaruhu, it's logical, explains the Gemara for Rabbi Yishmael. It's logical. If a non-Jew makes it, it's only usher once it's worshipped. Well, then clearly, if a Jew makes it, we have to be more strict, and we would say it's usher right away. Isn't that logical? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ema di Yisrael klalo klalo. Maybe we can say that no, when a Jew makes an idol, it's not prohibited at all. Nothing happens to it. It's nothing. It's meaningless. The Gemara says, well, that doesn't make any sense. Hashta geniza boy. It has to be buried, as we'll see later on. Geniza is required for an idol that it is fashioned by a Jew. Itzuri lo mitzera. Well, then how can you say it's not usher? Obviously, it has to be usher if you have to bury it. So the Gemara says, well, that's true, but ve'im kedovid kochavim. But maybe the prohibition is just like when an idolater makes an idol. Just like when an idolater makes an idol, it's only usher once it's served. So too, when a Jew makes an idol, it's only usher once it's served. So the Gemara says that can't be, explaining Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Amar kra ve'es chataschem asher asisem es ha'egel. Talking about the golden calf, it says that it refers to the chataschem, your sin that you made the egel, you fashioned it. Doesn't talk about worship, meaning what? Mishasasiya kemle v'chait. The sin occurs when you made it, when you fashioned it, not when you served it. So you see, we're strict, more strict when a Jew fashions it. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Ema hanimili lemekam gavra b'chait itzuri lemitzra. Maybe that's only to tell you that you have a sin. It doesn't mean that it's usher right away. It could still mean that it's usher once it's worship, but it's the sin that happens right away. Amakra, he teaches otherwise. He says, there's another verse, arur ha'ish asher yaseh pesel maseicha. We're told on Har Gizim and Har Eval, they said, cursed is the man, referring to a Jew, who makes an idol. Which means what? Mishasasiya kimle ba'arur. The curse becomes, it takes effect from the time that it is fashioned. So the Gemara again asks, Emahani midli lemekum gavra ba'arur. So maybe it means, yeah, fine. When he makes it, he gets the arur. But itzuri lo mitzera, but the iser, the prohibition, doesn't happen until later. So Gemara answers, it's only Achat Teyavet. So the Gemara answers, no, Toavas Hashem Ksiv. It says it's already called a Toeva. It's already called a Toeva once it's fashioned. And therefore, the prohibition, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when a Jew fashions the Avodah Zarah, it becomes Usur right at that point for Rabbi Akiva. So what would Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk of Toavas Hashem? Rabbi Akiva, davar hamevi lidei toiva. No, it's something which will bring to a toiva. It'll lead you to an abomination. It'll lead you to an abominable act. What's the abominable act? It's the act of worship. So now the Gemara is going to focus on Rabbi Akiva's opinion. For Rabbi Akiva, avodas kachavim shel avod kachavim tasur miyad minalei. What's the source for Rabbi Akiva that when an idolater fashions an idol, it's usur right away? Not Achat Yaved. Amar Ula Amar Kra Psile Eloheim Tisrafun Be'esh. It says that the Psile Eloheim, when they etch out their gods, when they carve their gods, you should burn it. What does it mean? Misha Psalo Nase Eloha. Once they carve it, it becomes a god, meaning Misha Sasiya, not from the Achat Yaved. V'irach. So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with this pasuk? Hahumi Baile Licha Tani Rabbi Yosef. They need this for Rabbi Yosef's teaching. The Tani Rabbi Yosef Minayin Laovit Kachavim Sheposel Eloho, Shenemar Psile Elohim Tisrum Be'esh. So how do you know that an Ovid Kachavim, an idolater, can nullify their own god? It's because that's Psile Elohim Tisrum Be'esh, that they take their carvings of their gods and they burn it in fire. V'irach, so where does the source for Rabbi Akiva? How does Rabbi Akiva know that a non-Jew can nullify his idol? Nafgalemi de Shmuel, he learns it out from Shmuel's teaching. The Shmuel, Rami Shmuel, brings a separate contradiction. Ksivit, on one pasuk says, Losachmot Kesiv, the same pasuk, I'm sorry, it says, Losachmot Kesiv is Havaleim. Don't covet the gold and silver of the idols. Uksiv, and then it also says later on, Vilakach Dalach, you take the gold and silver. Well, how can a Jew take the gold and silver if it says that you can't covet the gold and silver of the idol? Haketzad. Solo le aloha los achmod. If he carved it for the god, then you can't covet it. But psalo me aloha, but what if he nullifies it from being a god, then you can take it. So you see, that's the source for nullification. Okay, but anyways, so we have the proof for Rabbi Akiva that when an idolater makes an idol, it's usher right away. But we don't know the source for a Jew, whether when he Yisrael does it, it's only usher achat teavit. So that's what the Gemara asks for Rabbi Akiva. Ashkechan, avodas kachavim shel avod kachavim tasur miyad yisrael achat yavid minolan. How do you know that it's achat yavid for when a Jew fashions the idol? Am Rav Yehuda Amar Kra, v'sam baseiser. You make it in secret. You do it in secret. You worship avodah zarah in secret. Achi yaseh la dvarim shel baseiser. And only when you do it in secret, in a time where you won't be put to death because no one's going to catch you, that's when you are going to be prohibited, which means achat yavid. You're going to serve it in secret. Now when you make it, it's only when you serve it, when you worship it. V'irach, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Ha'omi b'ayle lichad Rabbi Yitzchak. They need that for a teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak. D'amar Rabbi Yitzchak minayin levodos kachavim shal Yisrael shatuna geniza. How do you know that when a Jew fashions avodah zarah, it has to be put in geniza, it has to be buried? Shenemar v'sam baseiser. You have to hide it. V'irach, so how does Rabbi Akiva know that you have to bury an idol fashioned by a Jew? Nafkalei mid Rav Chisda Amarav, d'amar Rav Chisda Amarav, minayin levodos kachavim shal Yisrael shatuna geniza, shenemar losita l'cha ashera kolet eitzal mizbach. You're not allowed to plant an ashera tree next to a mizbeach. What's the connection between in this pasuk between the ashera and the mizbeach? Ma mizbeach ta'un geniza, af ashera ta'una geniza. Just like a mizbeach, an altar needs a geniza, meaning of avodah zarah, af asherah nami ketuna geniza, so too an asherah tree needs geniza as well. V'idach, and the other one, Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with this pasuk? Kahumi b'ayle lich reish lakash, dam reish lakash, kol amamin dayan sheinu hagun kilu notei asherah b'Yisrael. They use this homiletically. Rabbi Shmuel uses this teaching of Rabbi Reish Lakash, losita d'cha asherah kol itim mizbach, to teach us an homiletic idea that anyone who appoints a judge who is not fit, it's as if he's planting an asherah tree among the Jewish people, because he's going to cause them to go off the path. Shenemar, as it says, Shofti Meshochim Titein Lecha B'chol Sharecha, place judges, B'samech Le, and next to it it says, Losita Lecha Asher Kol Eitz. That's the connection, judges, anyone who appoints an inappropriate judge, is as if they're bringing an Asher tree and a Avodah Zarah in the midst of their community. Amar Ravashi, and Ravashi takes it one step further in this homiletic idea, Uvemakom Tamini Chachamim Ki'ilu Natu Eitzal Mizbach, Mizbeach, Shenemar Eitzal Mizbach. And with regards to in a place where there are a lot of other Talmidei Chachamim, and there's someone else is being appointed
as a Rebbe or something like that. It's as if they're planting the Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach, next to the altar, Shenemar Eitz HaMizbach, referring to the altar of the Jewish people. The center of the Jewish people now are being corrupted because an inappropriate Talmud Chacham, or someone who's appointed as a Talmud Chacham, as the leader, has now taken center stage. So that, again, is the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah, which says that an idolater who fashions Avodah Zarah, it's prohibited right away, and when a Jew fashions it, it's usher only once it's worshipped. That follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but there is another opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, who we don't follow, who says the exact opposite. He says that if an idolater fashions an idol, it's usher only once it's worshipped, but when a Jew fashions it, it's usher right away.